Metal, metal. Survive pop music. Survive R&B. Survive reggae. Radio SV, sauvé rigolé. Radio SV, sound and vibe.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. See things you don't understand. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you say. Ooh, I didn't wanna leave, babe. I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry, but then remembered then remembered
Saint-Vincent.
Radio Saint-Vincent.
Purement breton.
to play the role, I'll be your animal. My mommy likes to sing along with me, but she won't sing this song. If she reads orderly, we still pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
C'était Bad Guys de Billie Eilish.
SV Radio.
SV Radio.
Et ta journée déborde d'ambiance.
Okay, so hello everyone, I hope you had a nice morning. And as you may have noticed by now, today's emission will be exclusively in English. So I, Melinda, will be the animator. I'm accompanied today with Faustine, the co-animator. Hi, Faustine.
Hello, Melinda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Me as well.
And we have Zachary as technician. And so now, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. With the shape of you, we push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body.
my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Radio SV. Le meilleur du son. Saint-Vincent.
Radio Saint-Vincent.
And now Ava Max by Sweet Bob Psycho, excuse me.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind.
By Ava Max.
Radio Saint-Vincent. Secoue-toi les tympans. T'es branché sur RSV.
And now, Havana by Camilo Cabello feat. Young Thug. Excuse me.
Prêt pour la musique? SV Radio te lâche le tube du moment.
Range that beat. If it goes a million, that's me. me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. Oh, no. All of my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana. Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Take me back, back.
Havana by Camila Cabello.
En Bretagne et peut-être ailleurs, la radio de référence, c'est Radio Saint-Vincent.
Hello to all of our auditors. So we have today with us Miss Jester, who's a teacher that teaches for the BFI in Première and Terminale. So hello, Miss Jester.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so to begin, so how long have you been teaching the BFI for Première and Terminale?
Well, let's see. We opened what was called the OIB in 2008. So it's been a long time. Yeah, I think you are in our 17th seconde class.
And so, as a teacher, how would you qualify the amount of work needed for a student to keep a stable grade in the ESI?
Wow, that's a quick question right away. We're jumping into the hard stuff right away, aren't we? Are you talking about in Première and Terminale then?
Yes.
I think it really depends on the student. You know, there are students who are able to work faster than others. There are students who have a lot of anxiety about getting things perfect, so they'll spend lots and lots of time, perhaps more than we ask them to. And it really depends on the student. It is not, how can I say this? It does require work, but I think the amount of work really depends on the student, their methods, and their efficiency.
So yeah, it's all about the students.
Yeah, I think so. From what I've seen over the years, yeah.
And so how many hours of English courses are added to a student's schedules when they continue the ESIA program?
The same as in seconde. So there, in Première and Terminale, there are 9 hours.
And so it stays nine?
It stays nine. You've got 6 hours with, in Première with Mrs. Rowe. So you've got 4 hours of literature and 2 hours of what's called Connaissance du Monde, which is kind of like a global studies class where you look at contemporary issues in the United States specifically and learn how to do research. And then you've got 3 hours in history, geography, in English with me.
Okay. And so what are the differences between the international section and the European one?
Well, in the day-to-day runnings, I have never taught in the European section, so it's difficult for me to say exactly in the classroom what it's like. One thing to keep in mind is that in the international section, you're in a completely different track, meaning that if you do the European section, you keep your LVA and you've got an option and you do the same, basically your back is the same as everybody else with a mention européenne. Whereas if you do a BFI, what you do at the tests at the end of terminal, they have coefficients that enter into your back. It's not a mention, it's a different type of French back, which is called the Baccalauréat Français International.
And so what about DNL? Because I heard the European section, there was mm-hmm. still DNL. So
there is still DNL.
So yeah. What's the difference between the two of them?
As I said, I'm not really sure what is in European section, but what I can say about BFI is that we have, if you do the European section or if you don't do any special language section, Histoire Géographie is in the tronc commun. So you haven't got an exam at the back for Histoire Géographie. If you do spécialité HGSP, then of course you have your spécialité. But if you just, if not, you don't have any final exam in Histoire Géo.
Okay. So
whereas if you do BFI, you've got your BFI Histoire Géo exam.
Okay.
And so that changes definitely, as far as DNL is concerned.
And so what are the potential challenges or drawback of participating in the SIA program?
Challenges or drawbacks, I'm trying to think of what my students will say if they're they might be out there listening to me, might be time management. If you're bad at managing your time, students who struggle to work ahead of time and like to leave things to the last minute sometimes find themselves overwhelmed. I think that what happens as you go into première and to terminal is you really learn how to do that, for better or for worse. and I've never had a student at the end of terminal say to me, gosh, I wish I hadn't done that.
So it's all positive.
I'm sure that there are times when people curse our names and, you know, on the weekends or at the night because they're thinking, oh man, I wish, you know, I didn't have to do this history essay tomorrow. I know that the terminal, shout out to them, at 1:30 are going to do a bac blanc in literature this afternoon, you know. But one of the things that it does give you is it gives you culture, it gives you study skills, it gives you excellent language skills, and it's a real community, I think, the BFI in Première and Terminale.
So yeah, it's a whole thing that comes with it.
Yeah, for me, it's a package. It's a great, great, great program, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
So we talked before, like, about the grading system that changed when you joined SIA. So how exactly does it change?
Do you mean at the back?
Yes.
Yeah. So at the back, you've got basically the regular back. I should have double checked my numbers before coming, but I think, to be confirmed, I think that the regular BAC non-SIA, non-BFI has a coefficient total of 100, mm-hmm. I think, or let's just say for argument's sake that it's 100. The BFI actually just adds on coefficients to that. So you end up with a total, I think, of 100 and, let's see, I think it's 160 instead of a total of 100. Which means that your other subjects actually percentage-wise weigh less in the total of your BAC because you have extra added coefficients.
And so, like, the coefficients come from, like, the additional classes.
From literature, yeah, Connaissance du Monde, and which is called Global Studies, and History Geography.
Okay, well, thank you so much for those precious informations. We'll be right back after a small music break. And and so right now, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use or do. My bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad. Thank you.
sending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring into space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh.
And so that was Bad Habit by Ed Sheeran.
Radio SV. Le meilleur du son.
So hello everyone, we're back with Miss Gesture. And so Miss Gesture, still about BFI, what university recognize and accept the SCI diploma?
Well, I think it's, I don't know what you mean actually by recognize and accept. I think we send a lot of students abroad, and different schools, like I know that Mrs. Lawler was talking to us this morning about the fact that in many schools in Canada, if students have the BFI, they don't have to take a language exam. That they're, you know, that they don't have to do the language proficiency exam if they come out of France with a BFI. But the thing is, it's like every diploma. There's no kind of real golden ticket. It's not like the Willy Wonka golden ticket, you know. If you want to do math, you have to have good math grades. The BFI can definitely comfort, like complement your dossier, help you to get into a place. But if you want to do math and you have, you know, like an 8 in math, no amount of BFI is going to get you into math school, right? So it's the kind of thing that is recognized. We put it in the fiche avenir for Parcoursup. We explain with Mrs. Green, who teaches Connaissance du Monde and Literature, that you talk to, you know, in Terminal, what is the BFI, how many hours of English the students have, what kinds of things they do. We really try to like push that. We put that in our letters of recommendation for students who want to go abroad. But afterwards, universities are going to look at the whole file, you know, and so it's definitely interesting to do BFI. There are not that many people in France that do it. It's in France, the language level is not as high as some other countries in Europe, and the BFI students have really good English. So it's a definitely strong thing to have, but it's not a golden ticket.
So if you want to go abroad, BFI definitely helps.
It definitely helps. You can go abroad without it, you know, and people have. You don't absolutely 100% have to have it to go abroad.
And do you think it helps to get into like French university? Maybe, yeah. For Parcoursup, is it a plus on the CV?
It absolutely is. Yeah. It absolutely is. And sometimes people will say, no, it's not. It's not at all. But it was like what I was saying to you just now. You know, if you want to do math and you don't have good math grades, BFI is not going to get you into a math prépa, right?
Yes, of course.
But it's the kind of thing that is a huge plus to your dossier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And have you ever thought about put science in English?
Actually, so we could as a second DNL.
That would be great.
Yeah, but it's not my decision, you know, that,
yeah,
comes
from,
that comes from the school. There are, I'd say most schools in France that do the BFI only have one DNL.
Oh, okay. How many schools there is in France that does that do DNL?
The American section, I think there, in American sections, let me think off the top of my head, I think there are probably about 25 schools in France.
Okay,
do the American section.
And so, like, in the essay, how does the essay prepares students for higher education?
In lots of ways. One of the things that it does is it gives students a whole lot of autonomy and extra culture. I've had a student recently text me from the students in medical school, and they said to me, you know, Fac de Médecine, she said, you know what one of the most useful things for me in Fac de Médecine was? She said, the history notes. She said, learning how to read the notes, learning how to do the notes and being autonomous in history has been so useful to me in medical school. And she's like, please tell the students, you know, that kind of thing. Learning how to write, learning how to be synthetic in your ideas, writing 2 essays in 4 hours. All of the things that I think a lot of it is really something that you 100% don't understand until you've gone forward. There have been so many students who have told me that they've used things that they learned at the time in OIB or now in BFI for their concours, for their interviews, or things that they know in class and already. And so it's kind of the thing. It's a little bit like a like something that you might not realize right away, but as you go forward, you're going to start to see the benefits, huge benefits.
So yeah, it's always just so many advantages.
Yeah, and we're all really nice.
I believe that. I believe that's true.
And my jokes are so funny. I'm sure everyone outside listening is laughing right now.
So it seems there are many advantages. So how come this program is so rare to find in France?
That's a question you'd have to ask the ministry. I know that the French education ministry is trying to expand the BFI mm-hmm. right now, and there are lots of new schools opening. At the same time, it is, and in Saint-Vincent, I think we lose perspective because there's so many students who do it at Saint-Vincent that it seems really normal. But it's not, because it requires a really high level of English that is not easy for everyone to acquire. And it also requires native teachers, and native speaking teachers are not a dime a dozen either. And so the things that go into, the resources that go into running a successful BFI section are not easy in all places. We live in a pretty globalized city of Rennes. There are a lot of foreigners that live here. There's a lot of exchange with the outside. And, you know, even so, there are two American sections in Brittany. One in Rennes and one in Vannes. And they haven't opened other ones because they don't, you know, the academy thinks that there aren't enough students really to fill those sections. So it's I think we have to keep perspective of kind of the specialness of the BFI.
Yeah, it's really a big opportunity to be here. Mm. And so, wait, where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts, from Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
From a town called Pittsfield.
So you know really well what we're talking about in American history. Absolutely. That's your history. That's
exactly. I grew up in Massachusetts, doing. Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice.
And so, finally, what would you say is the difference between the IB diploma and the SIA diploma?
Well, the IB diploma is not a French diploma, and it is not possible to do it within Éducation Nationale. It's run by an independent organization. I think that's based in Geneva, if I'm not wrong. And it's a diploma that meets certain standards that are established by the IB committee, but it can be done all across the world in different countries. France kind of actively discourages the IB diploma within France, partially because of the BFI, but partially because it is not able. You can't do an IB and do the French back.
It's basically too much.
It's completely different. It's completely different. And it's in French, you would say it's hors contrat, the IB.
Okay. I see what, okay.
But it's an excellent diploma if you're ever, you know, yeah, definitely.
If you go in the United States.
And there are a couple of schools in France that do the IB, but there's generally schools that have an hors contrat section within a high school, and the students don't do the French back at all. They do completely different things.
Okay, well, yeah, you have your options.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, thank you very much for coming here today.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Ms. Jester, who's a teacher in the BFI for Première and Terminale.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And so...
Radio Saint-Vincent, au Parc du Tabor.
And now, Girls Like You by Maron.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. Now it's all good, babe. Roll that backward, babe. Let me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need a girl like you. I spent last night on the last flight to you. We took a whole day up, trying to get way up, ooh.
6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. Damn. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gazy. Okay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough. But you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Cause girls like you, guys like me, so when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girls like you, me, do what I want when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, 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 yeah.
That was Girl Like You by Maroon 5. And now a small break with our partners.
En Bretagne et peut-être ailleurs, la radio de référence, c'est Radio Saint-Vincent.
C'est moi ça! Hey!
Ça, c'est Mathis. Pour le moment, il est encore lycéen et passera son bac général dans quelques jours. Mais ce qui le rend si heureux, c'est le courrier qui vient d'ouvrir.
Oui, oui, on se calme, Mathis. Mathis a été accepté à l'ICAM et deviendra ingénieur généraliste. Les matières scientifiques, ça a toujours été son truc. Et grâce à l'ICAM, il abordera sereinement ses deux années de BTS. En plus, Mathis savait que s'il était pris à l'ICAM, il retrouverait ses camarades Arthur et Titouan. L'un est en STI 2D et l'autre en STL. Ils sont tous les deux motivés pour obtenir un BTS et rejoindre ensuite une entreprise en alternance pour l'obtention du diplôme d'ingénieur. Donc oui, Mathis est vraiment heureux. Il faut dire que depuis qu'il avait participé aux journées d'immersion à l'ICAM, il ne parlait plus que de ça. Bon, Mathis, ça devient gênant maintenant.
Oh là là, ça va pas du tout.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
T'as entendu parler de l'IESEG?
L'IESEG?
Bah oui, cette école de management qui propose deux programmes post-bac, le programme Grande École en 5 ans ou un bachelor en 3 ans.
Ah oui, l'IESEG! Elle est même présente sur Paris et Lille. Bah qu'est-ce qui va pas? C'est tout ce que tu cherchais. C'est une super chance pour toi.
Oui, je sais, mais c'est ça le problème. C'est génial. Mais maintenant qu'on le dit, tout le monde va vouloir y aller.
Ah ça, t'as peut-être raison. Mais pourquoi tu vas pas voir sur iesec.fr? T'as toutes les infos là-bas. Mais dépêche-toi.
Ouais, c'est vrai, je vais faire ça. Bah, je me dépêche, j'y vais tout de suite alors.
Retrouvez toutes les infos sur iesec.fr.
À tous les passionnés de sport, de marketing et d'événementiel, découvrez Winsport School Rennes, l'école qui vous forme au métier de management du sport, de Bac plus 3 à Bac plus 5.
Plongez dans notre univers lors des journées d'immersion en janvier et février. Rencontrez nos intervenants issus du milieu sportif, découvrez nos programmes et partagez des moments privilégiés avec nos étudiants.
Si tu veux en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur notre site internet Winsport School Rennes pour découvrir les prochaines dates d'immersion.
Vous souhaitez trouver un établissement de formation qui propose un cursus en alternance? Vous êtes à la recherche d'une entreprise? Rendez-vous au salon Apprentissage, Alternance et Métiers de Rennes le 17 février au Parc Expo. Assistez à des conférences, rencontrez des exposants et échangez avec des responsables de formation pour trouver toutes les réponses à vos questions. Inscription gratuite et obligatoire sur l'étudiant.fr.
Un max de tubes pour un max d'ambiance sur RSV.
Radio Saint-Vincent,
au plus proche de toi.
Thank you.
that was Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Prévoyez vos vêtements. Voici la météo sur Radio Saint-Vincent.
And so, Faustine, how's the weather today?
Oh, listen, as you can have seen by the window, the weather is not great today. It's cloudy, foggy and rainy. And I don't want to break any hopes, but it's gonna be the same till the end of the week. Till Sunday, it's gonna be raining and cloudy, but you might see some sun on Monday. And for our friends in the other side of the channel, it's the same, but for them, it's gonna be sunny on Sunday. It's a good occasion to go take a bath at the beach.
Yeah, sounds good.
C'était votre météo avec Radio Saint-Vincent.
And so, Faustine, it seems that you went abroad for 1 year. Where was it?
Yeah, exactly. I went in an exchange year in Ireland, Kuntikeri, you might know it.
Oh my, that's amazing. And so what could you tell us about it, about the school system?
The school system in Ireland is really different as the French one. First, there is only three subjects that are compulsory. English, and Irish. I haven't did Irish because obviously I was in an exchange year, so I had an English special teacher instead. Another different point about the Irish school system is that there is uniform that are compulsory whenever you are in a public school, a private school, a mixed school, girls' school, boys' school, for everyone. For me, I was in a mixed school, so boys and girls, and I was in a public school. So the main point is that it's not the price of the school, because kind of all schools in Ireland are free. And all schools in Ireland are public, all of them. Like, private schools are really expensive. Like, you can go to 50,000 a year. So, yeah, extremely expensive. But you can have public schools that are not, that are religious, like, even if they're public. So that's the main difference, I think.
And so did you like, because I heard you were wearing uniforms, did you like wearing them?
Yeah, I liked it. But it was really long. Like, my skirt was till my ankle. So... But I like it, and as cold as it was good to be covered.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Faustine.
Les stars se donnent rendez-vous sur Radio Saint-Vincent.
And now our partners, Estra Bretagne.
Radio Saint-Vincent, au plus proche de vous.
Vous rêvez de travailler dans le monde captivant de l'audiovisuel, du son ou de l'animation ? Bienvenue à l'Estra Bretagne, l'école qui façonne les talents de demain.
Notre diplôme reconnu par l'État ouvre les portes du succès. En 3 ans, nous transformons des passionnés en professionnels avertis.
L'avenir est entre vos mains, inscrivez-vous sur Parcoursup dès le mois de décembre et participez à notre concours d'entrée. À l'ESRA Bretagne, préparez-vous à réaliser de beaux projets.
ESRA Bretagne, l'école où naissent les futurs talents de l'audiovisuel, du son et de l'animation. Transformez votre passion en carrière. Inscrivez-vous maintenant.
Radio Saint-Vincent, au Parc du Tabor.
So Faustine, how was your DS, French DS this morning?
French DS went well. I think it went well. If not, my average gonna go so low that I'm not gonna be able to go out for the rest of my life by my parents. Oh. And you?
Well, I think it was a bit stressful. Like the 3 hours went just so fast by.
Yeah.
I didn't see the time go by.
That's not my gigs. I mean, I finished 1 hour early. It was 3 hours, so at the end of the second one, it was finished. But I was not allowed to go out of the room. I had to sit on my desk and write on the sheet. And you?
It was okay. I'm not gonna think about it too much.
Okay.
But we're coming at the end of our emission, so thank you everybody for listening to us. It was a great time with you.
Radio Saint-Vincent, au cœur de Rennes Métropole. Au parc du Tabor. Sauvibe Dance. Sauvibe Electro. Sauvibe French. Sauvibe Metal. Sauvibe Pop Music. Sauvibe R&B. Sauvibe Reggae. Radio SV, Sauvibe Rigoule. Radio SV, Sound and Vibe.